General election coming up on November 5th. Lots of things on the ballot. I don't know how long it's going to take people to go through all of the issues and the candidates, but here to help us sort some of that out and see how they're getting ready for it is from the Lorain County Board of Elections Director Paul Adams. Thanks for joining us today, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Busy time for you, right? The countdown is on.
Oh, yeah. It's been busy. It's just going to get even more busy.
Let's talk about some of the deadlines for certain things as far as getting people ready for the vote. What can you lay out in the calendar for us?
Yeah, so the voter registration deadline is coming up on Monday. The Board of Elections is going to be open until 9 p.m. on that day. But you can also register online or change your address all the way up until 11:59 p.m. on Monday. So that's the first major deadline. Make sure you check your registration. Then the next day, October the 8th on Tuesday, we start early voting here at the Board of Elections, and you can do that all the way up through November 3rd, the Sunday before the election, if you want to vote early here at the Board of Elections.
And then, of course, November 5th, Tuesday, the general election takes place. What are the hours for that on that day?
So on election day, November 5th, it'll be 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at your polling location.
You mentioned the in-person. How many polling booths, I guess, do you have for people to take advantage of that?
So there are currently 81 polling locations throughout the county where voters can go to. And right now, you know, presidential election, this is our largest election. So a number of people have already decided that they want to vote early by mail. We have now approximately 30,000 requests from Lorain County residents who are requesting to vote by mail. And we will probably have potentially close to that number of people that vote early here at the Board of Elections.
You mentioned about the ones who look to get the them sent to them. What's the process? I know that I know somebody who's put something in and they're just waiting for it to come back in the mail. How long should they be waiting before they maybe need to ask questions?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question because a number of people completed the absentee ballot request form that was sent out by the state back around Labor Day. But boards of election cannot mail out an absentee ballot until October the 8th. So this Tuesday, the same day that we start early voting here, that's the first day that we can mail out ballots. So if you were somebody that a month ago, or even beyond that, if you had sent in a request, you should expect to receive it by the end of next week or the beginning of the following week.
Okay. I know you've been preparing for this a long time, and of course this is a general election, but being that it's a presidential year, there's a whole lot that goes into that, and basically there seems to be obviously a greater interest. Talk a little bit about prepping for that, anticipation of what you think might be the turnout, and all of the things that people have to know about that.
Yeah, so the election of this size, we're dealing with having a larger staff of individuals who are here to help out, either at the Board of Elections or at the polls on election day. And in addition to that, making sure that we have an adequate number of supplies, large numbers of ballot quantities. In this election, we're looking at, you know, well over 30-some thousand people are going to vote by mail. That means we have to make sure that we have ballot stock, envelopes, all of those things, forms available to assist those voters, as well as out at the polling locations, making sure that the number of supplies is more than adequate to make sure that even if there is a larger turnout than anybody expects, which we expect a pretty large one, we are covered for that. Because we don't want to be in a situation where we run out of something and now that creates some kind of problem at a polling location.
Yeah, you'd hate to have any kind of delays, but of course you have the people power. Talk about the volunteers, the people, the poll workers, not really volunteers, but poll workers that you're going to need. And even now you can still probably use some more.
That's correct. We have approximately 1,000 individuals needed to open the polls here in Lorain County. I think sometimes people are surprised by that figure, but in order to open all of our polling locations, it takes about 1,000 people on election day to open the polls. And those are individuals who are all here from our county. And while they're not technically volunteers, they'll get paid a couple hundred bucks or so. When you're working as many hours as they do and having to go to a training class on top of that, I'm sure many of them, it does feel like they're volunteering their time. But we greatly appreciate all the work that they do. And then we're still looking for a handful. So if there's any of your listeners that are thinking about serving, please contact our office.
I know they have the technical things related to the polls, what they need to do, who they need to identify. They also have to be a little bit of a people person as well, because they're dealing with long lines of people coming up, and they're the ones that also kind of have to make things run as smoothly as possible.
That is correct. Part of working particularly in a larger election like this, it can be very fun and rewarding, where you meet people who may be voting for the first time, and you're helping them vote for the first time. But also when we deal with presidential elections, you're also dealing with an awful lot of strong political feelings amongst people. And being able to talk to individuals and kind of de-escalate situations, make sure that everybody's votes get counted regardless of where they may be on candidates or issues, that is a skill. And that is something that our poll workers do a really great job of here in Lorain County.
Right. Now, this is going to be a pretty large ballot, it seems. Does that play into it, too? Because it's going to take a longer time for people getting into the booth and coming out.
Yeah, that's a really good point. In this election, there is a state issue one, and it's pretty lengthy. It's a pretty long ballot wording for that issue. And I encourage everybody, not just because of the state issue, but all the other local issues that are on the ballot as well, to, before you go to the polls, if you go to the Board of Elections website, you can bring up a sample ballot for your area, and you can read all of the text before you go to the polls. So the first time that you're seeing those issues and those candidates, it's not at the polls or here at the Board of Elections. If you're going to vote early, you can kind of do your homework in advance. And we already have all of those sample ballots are already available right on the Board of Elections website.
I always find it fascinating that there are a lot more people running for president than we seem to be aware of, right? That happens.
Yeah, correct. There's a lot of independents, and there's even a handful of write-ins you always get for president.
We're talking today with Paul Adams, the director of the Lorain County Board of Elections. Again, November 5th is the general election. I do know that there is sort of some changes, like this, in some regulations related to ID and that sort of thing. You could talk about that for people coming to the polls?
Absolutely. There have been some changes to the voter ID requirements. So if somebody hasn't voted since the last presidential election and they're going to come here to the Board of Elections or go to the polls, they are going to see a little bit of a difference. Previous, you could use something such as a utility bill, another form of government document to prove your residency for purposes of voting. That is no longer permissible. The only pieces of identification that are now permissible would be a driver's license or a state ID that's valid. So you want to make sure that you're checking to make sure that it's not expired. We have a number of people that get to the polls and find out, oh, my ID is expired. So this would be a great time to check and make sure that your state ID or driver's license is not expired. Another form of identification is going to be a military ID. Those are permissible. And then in addition to that, a passport, because that has your picture on it, a passport or a passport card. The thing that can be a little confusing about that is previously passports were not acceptable, but they are now. So those are really the three main categories: driver's license, state ID, veteran, military ID, or passport card.
On election day, November 5th, polls close at 7:30. How soon before we start knowing the results? What's your anticipation, or how do you see it working this year?
Well, it's going to be pretty busy. So a lot of the times that we're waiting to get results back, it's because the poll workers are doing their job at the polling location and haven't gotten results back to us. So in an election like this, we're probably looking at probably around 9 o'clock. You should probably see the first numbers that will get posted. And then we'll probably be posting throughout the evening up until probably 11:30 midnight before we post the final numbers.
Again, if people want to find out maybe about the ballot or getting information about becoming a poll worker, where's a good place to get some details on that?
So you can either call us directly here at the Board of Elections, 440-326-5901, or you can go to our website, votelorainecountyohio.gov.
Sounds good. Director Paul Adams with the Lorain County Board of Elections. Appreciate your time today and getting people ready for the big month ahead of us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.